Hi, this is Esther Ween, and we are continuing with our Shir HaShirim study in the Torah Timechanach Yomi series with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are in Perek 6. So we meet a pasuk that we've seen before. It repeats itself here. We're going to analyze it with a different focus and emphasis. Ani ledodi vedodi li haroe b'shoshanim, pasuk 3 in chapter 6. I am for my beloved is for me. Now, it's really famous that the letters that start the first four words, the Aleph, the Lamed, the Vav, and the Lamed, spell out Elul. And, yes, we are in Elul. And Elul, of course, precedes Rosh Hashanah. So it's super timely to study what this is all about. So, the first basic idea is that this is a time where we're particularly able to bond, to create that intimacy. I am for my beloved is for me, reciprocal, a union is underway, where we have been inspired and moved by the energy in the air to open ourselves to that Shefa flow, right? Remember, we've learned about that, the so-called umbilical cord, or so-called glass blower blowing into us, and us we mean our mind, our garden, our psyche, our perspective, how we're going to see ourselves. So this is happening more in Elul. So first of all, we'll go from practical to esoteric. So Rambam says that this time of the year is super auspicious for awakening. We learned that in Unit 5. Waking up the male, so to speak, or waking up the sleeping union between the male and the female. So Rambam says in the Laws of Tshuva, Chapter 3, even though Tkiyas Shofar, blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, is a command from Hashem, there's a hint there. And the hint is, Uru Yeshenim Mishnaschem V'Nerdamim Hikitsu Mitir Demaschem. So wake up, you who are sleeping, and jump up, okay, from your Tardema. Tardema, we already saw that. That's that deep sleep that befell the male, so to speak, and when the female was removed from it. Now, let's just be more precise. The deep sleep fell on the male and the female together, and then the female was removed or separated. What that means is that the relationship, the oneness between male and female, could be in a state of slumber, non-functioning, passive, dormant, but the female comes back to the male, and by receiving, opening up the possibility of a connection, they both are awake and both are engaged. So the female has to awaken herself and awaken the male, right? So this is what happens with the shofar. This is a very good idea to keep in mind during shofar blowing, during the whole month of Elul, and of course Rosh Hashanah, that we are waking up this relationship. Now, Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim, chapter 3, section 3, chapter 51, Rambam gives us some super practical advice of how to do that. And you would think that it's a lot of hard work, right, to wake up this relationship and engage it again. And Rambam surprises us by telling us it's kind of like something that everybody can do. So he starts saying that we must bear in mind, I'm reading from 351, as I said, we must bear in mind that all religious acts, such as reading Torah, davening, and performing mitzvahs, serve exclusively as the means of causing us to occupy and fill our minds with these divine truths. And I'm skipping a little bit, and he says, this is how you have to do it. First thing you must do, turn your thoughts away from everything while you're reading Shema. That's it. Just try to focus on the words of Shema. Or during the tefillah. Now, that means the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah. Tefillah is the word for Amidah. And technically, if we just do it even in the first paragraph, we're accomplishing something great. But he's saying just focus when you say Shema and the Shemona Esrei. And do not content yourself with being devout when you read the first verse of Shema or the first paragraph of the prayer, but try to go a little further. Now look what he says. When you have successfully practiced this for many years, try in reading the Torah or listening to it to have all your heart and all your thought occupied with understanding what you read or hear. This is in the chapter where Rambam's telling us how to attain that mind meld, how to attain that flow. So, you know, we have a user-friendly Judaism here. We're just trying to you know, be connected in key moments. And that is enough for us to occupy our minds, as we said, with Torah ideas, to allow, to pray and ask and sincerely open that flow, which then, once that's engaged, then, first of all, we'll seek to learn more. We'll seek to do the mitzvahs correctly. But also, it'll form the way we think, as we said, and that will, of course, go downstream into our what we care about, our feelings, our choices, and our actions. All righty, let's go now a little deeper. All right, let's talk about the idea of the connection being strengthened by the awakening. Okay, the Elul's concept, the Elul of waking up, the whole relationship, the woman has to wake up and wake up the male. Okay, our desire to concretize has to attach itself to divine truths and not to other stuff. So remember unit 3, where we talked about the evolving stages of the Jewish people and Hashem. Let's talk about that as again. Let's look at this whole idea at a national level and a personal level. So there was a time in Jewish history, a particular moment in Jewish history, where this relationship seemed to change, where the male went to sleep and the female just said, okay, sweet dreams, see you later, doing what I need to do. And in other words, we did not seek any longer, it seemed, to be identified and to mold ourselves and to live as some sort of expression of the Torah. We didn't want to anymore. And that moment was the particular transitional moment from when the child, the national Jewish child, becomes the national Jewish sort of adult. When the chinuch phase is over, where we stop having nevuah and nisim and Hashem talking to us directly, and we're sort of on our own for the first time. And we have to decide who we are and if all of those ideas are going to penetrate and is going to become who we are, become our identity. Now, that moment of the end of Nevuah and Nisim is called the male going to sleep. And Haman, yes, Haman recognized that moment very clearly. And in the beginning of the Megillah, he says, wait a minute. Yeshno amechad mefuzaru mufurad. You know, there's a nation here. They're all over the place and they don't keep the laws anymore. But the word Yeshno, Chazal say, he was saying Yoshein, sleep. He was saying, you know what? Their God has gone to sleep. Their Nevuah is over. Their Nisim are over. It's the end of that whole era. And you know what? They're viewing themselves in a whole new light. They're kind of doing their own thing. They're disconnected from that. They no longer identify with that. So they're easy prey. They're done. Because if the Jews don't maintain that connection, we don't have a special role. And we are very vulnerable. So Haman says, "Yesh, you know, that part's asleep and it's never waking up again. They're never reattaching." But Chazal say, "No, he made a huge mistake. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. No. Hashem never actually goes to sleep, and we're going to see in the last chapter. There's something called sleeping with one eye open, sleeping with two eyes open. So Hashem is never asleep. No. This connection is always in potential. They just need to understand that without it, they're lost. And that's where the whole Purim story comes in, and the Jewish people re-accept the Torah. Now, that in and of itself is an incredible idea, but we're going into something even deeper. You see, why does Nevuah end? Why do miracles end? Why does childhood end? And the answer is because childhood is never meant to be forever. It's a stage. It's a preparatory phase. For what? For becoming who you're supposed to be. It's the chinuch phase. So actually, think about parents. Think about Hashem. Does the parent want the child to stay a child forever? Of course not. And the parent does want the child to find themselves and develop their individuality within the context of the truth that the parent has taught them. So to Hashem. So wait a second. We're saying now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposefully, it was already pre-planned that there would be an end to Nisim, an end to Nevuah, an end to us living in our mother and father's house, Israel, an end to the open, clear messages, an end to the Beis HaMikdash with the miracles in it. This was all built in. This had to be. This was part of our growing up, a part of becoming my wife, my sister, my mother. So what about the idea of Yurida Sadoros, that the generations are getting worse and worse? What about the idea that people always seem to like to talk about, that the reason we're still here in the exile, we don't have miracles anymore, we don't have prophecy anymore, and we don't have these great people to lead us and speak on behalf of God? You know why? It's because we're hopeless and we're just worse and worse, and we're sinning, and God is angry, and God is frustrated, so to speak, even though Hashem doesn't have emotions. That's a whole other topic. And Hashem has lost faith in us, and if we would just do a tshuva and go back to how it was supposed to be, we would have all that back again. And really, the glory days was the Beis HaMikdash and the miracles and the prophecy, and this is a terrible phase of Hester Panim, and it's all our fault, and it was never meant to be. Well, that whole idea needs serious reconsideration. And in fact, Rav Tzadik explains, and many explain, that our whole perception of this, like, diminishing of the generations is very wrong. Actually, the more Hashem retreats into the background actively, by not speaking and not doing miracles and not giving us a Beis HaMikdash, that's all for the purpose of us to find ourselves. That's like a parent that kind of, you know, knows they got to step back so the child can figure out who they are through trial and error and through victories and defeats. And guess what? Hashem has stepped back because Hashem believes in us. Hashem trusts us because we are supposed to become the mother of Hashem, and that requires us to find ourselves. Now, there's a Gemara that proves all of this. There's a Gemara that I sometimes feels like mandatory for every single person to kind of keep in their pocket at all times and in the toolbox. It's a Gemara in Yuma 29a. And the Gemara says, it's talking about Esther from the Purim story. And it says, why is Esther referred to as dawn? Her name is Ayelet HaShachar in Tehillim 22. Lamanatzech Ayelet HaShachar, that's Esther. So the Gemara says, why is Esther referred to as the dawn? And listen to what the Gemara says. Just like the dawn is the end of the night, so too, Esther, or the Purim story, or Hashem going into hiding, the Hester Panim, that is the end of the miracles. Let's do that again. Just like the dawn, thank goodness it's dawn, finally the long dark night is over, Baruch Hashem, it's dawn, so to Hester Panim, Esther, the hiddenness of God is the end of the miracles. In other words, thank God the miracles are over. Finally, God is hiding. That's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, Hashem's bright sun that illuminated everything for us, where Hashem spoke on behalf of himself and taught us everything, that sun is setting. And guess what? The sun that's within us, it really sets into us. And the sun that's within us begins to rise. And we become the spokesman. We start speaking for Hashem until we become, as we learned, the mother of Hashem. And so the long exile, the so-called diminishing of the generations, has to be re-understood. Yes, we don't have miracles and prophecy, but what that means is we are furthered from that direct childish relationship, childlike relationship, but we're much, much closer as being partners, much, much closer of being on the same page, being participants in the same goal. We're much higher. We're working even harder. Imagine today, after everything we've been through, thousands of years, that there's such devotion. You're all learning Torah right now. It's an incredibly high madriga. And this is what we're bringing back to Elo. Ani ledodi vedodi li. We have a very tight relationship. And it has not diminished because we're in 5781 or we're in 2021. No, it's gotten stronger and stronger and stronger, because here's a nation for 2,000 years without direct communication, so to speak, from Hashem. And look at what's going on. A thirst for Torah, a commitment to Judaism, a love for learning, actual, true, deep, connected Judaism. This relationship is strong, stronger than ever, because the sun that is rising within us has been rising for 2,000 years. And now here we are as a nation, very, very, very strong and committed in our identity. So strong, nobody can shake it from us, not even a Holocaust. Not even a Holocaust. Nothing can shake our identity. And so we have really fulfilled this pasuk in Shir Hashirim. I am for my beloved. My beloved is for me. Hashem has watched us. He's been always there behind the scenes. Haro'eh b'shoshanim, as we learned, always browsing among the righteous. And we learned that the tzaddikim, the lilies are tzaddikim. They come in all forms, colors, shapes, and sizes, and genders. The playing field is equal and level. Everybody could be a tzaddik. It means a firm commitment. Tzedek means committed. It means a firm consistency to this identity, no matter what. An identity that nobody can take away from us, no matter what they try to do for us, against us. That is the strength we have as we go into Elul, to wake up, remind ourselves who we are, how we're here, get back into it even more, put more focus, more kavanah into our Shema and our Shemana Esrei, and awaken ultimately. The final awakening is our Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, a reawakening, giving us back Nisim, giving us back Nevuah, giving it all back, but this time, because we earned it, because we want it, because it's who we are, not because we were children and it was being put upon us, but because we drew it back. And so it's a whole different sort of experience. And that experience, it will be the eternal one. And Bezras Hashem, in Bekarav B'Yameinu, we will get to experience this. And thank you for learning today. And may our learning be Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther Basvi Yosef.